So this is a story, it's a breakup story, and it's a story about breaking up with my boyfriend, Greg. And I don't have time to tell you how we met or why. I was living in Huntington Beach, California with no friends and no family, but I will tell you that Greg was a terrible alcoholic. And he loved knives, and he had this large knife collection, and he loved to sharpen them when we were arguing. And another thing about terrible alcoholics is that they tend not to take responsibility for their own actions. And probably the two taglines of our relationship were, "Look what you made me do," and "This is all your fault." That was him saying that to me. So when you're in a very isolated situation and you have nobody to mirror your life around, and someone is sort of chipping away at your self-esteem bit by bit, you become an oblivious resident of Crazy Town. And so there it was. And one day my brother came to visit, and he was there for about an hour, and he kind of shook me and said, "You have to get out of here, because he might kill you." And I thought, maybe you're right. So I thought, what to do, what to do. It's not the kind of thing where you can just go to the person and say, "You know, I don't like you anymore." So I sort of thought about it a little bit, and I had just gotten this brand new job. I'd been there for 3 days. I didn't really know anyone there. And I asked my boss, do you have a place I could stay for 3 days? And he said, yeah, you could stay at my place. And so I was like, okay. So I left the work, and for some reason, I always thought he was locking me in our apartment. I packed all my stuff in my Volkswagen Rabbit, including my cat, Whitney Lamar. And I drive off, and I go to my boss's house, and he lets me stay the night, which is a whole horrible story in itself. The next day, I go to work, and there's Greg in the parking lot. And I get out of the car, and he says, you I'm gonna break up. And I was like, I think, we're so different. You know, I'm gonna break up. And he's like, I said, I gotta go to my job. I just got this job. I might lose it. Let's talk about it later. And he said, no, I wanna talk about it now. And I said, no, I don't wanna talk about it now. I gotta go. And he comes over, and he puts his arm like this, and he takes out a knife like this, and he says, "I want to talk about it now." And he takes me, and he puts me into the car, in the passenger side, and he runs around, and he gets in the driver's side, starts up the car, and off we go. So we're driving on the 405 freeway, going south, and he's so wasted. He's screaming, rambling, and he's saying, "Oh, this isn't going to happen. I'm so mean. I'm such a bitch." And my phone's kind of coming out of my mouth. And then he says, "If I can't have you, I don't think anyone's going to have you." Okay. And he goes, "Today's over. You might have your life, but that's all you're going to have." And he opens the window, and he reaches back in the car, which is filled with everything I own, including my cat, Whitney Lamar. And he reaches back, and there's like a blouse there, and he throws it out the window. And he goes, "I'm just going to throw all your shit out the window, one piece at a time." He's like, "Watch me." And he, pulls out something else, like my favorite jeans, out the window, my boots, out the window. And he goes, "I'm gonna keep going until I get to the cat. And I'm gonna throw the cat out the window." And he goes, He starts looking around the window. I'm looking around the car. And down on the passenger side, right by my feet where I am, is this. Okay? This is a soup tureen. It's my grandmother's. You know, I have a whole set of her china. And he takes it. And he's going, he's crashing it on top of the dash in the window. And as you can see, it did not break. The windshield shattered. He's like, fuck, you know. So we're driving, and we're getting closer, going through San Diego, getting closer and closer to Mexico. He goes, you know, when we get to Mexico, I think I'm just gonna throw this car off the cliff. And you know, we're just getting closer and closer. I'm thinking, you know, and so I think, well, what to do? And so I think, well, I'll just do the only thing I can do. And so I turn to him and I say, oh, honey, this is just a big mistake. This is all my fault. Let's just go home. I'm sorry. I don't want to break up. And he's like, really? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, do you really mean it? I'm like, yeah, I really mean it. I'm so sorry. Let's just turn around. Let's just go home. This is so stupid. It's all my fault. He's like, this one. And so we turn around and we start driving home for like an hour. And he's saying, oh, we can do this. We can go here. We can go there. And I'm thinking, what to do? So we finally get back to our place. And he goes, hey, let's unpack the car. And I said, oh, let's just do it later. I'm so hungry. I'm so tired. Let's just get some dinner. He goes, no, let's unpack the car now. And I said, no, you know. So go inside. And he puts the key down, the little key place. And, you know, I'm sort of standing there. He's thinking, you know, should we go out to dinner? Should we do this? And I'm like, yeah, let's do that. So finally, he goes to the bathroom because he has to pee really bad. And so he starts to pee, and I grab my key, and I grab Whitney Lamar, and I run down the stairs, and I start running out the door. And there's a big bathroom in the, you know, mirror, and he's like peeing, you know, so he sees me. And he comes running out, and I'm running down the stairs, and he grabs me, and he's trying to peel my hand apart to get the key off. When suddenly, the landlady, the management lady of the apartment complex, kind of comes out. And she's like, is everything okay? And I'm like, no! And Greg's like, oh, it's just a little domestic dispute. Ha, no problems. And he turns around, grabs me, so we're going to be up the stairs. And I'm looking over my shoulder at the landlady saying, call the police. And so, go inside. And Greg's like, you bitch. And then he calls me a bunch of other words. And then he goes, I never should have believed you. And then he takes out his biggest knife, his most favorite. And he goes, I know, it's not funny though. And then he says, okay, Jennifer, you know what happens when you make a lot of little cuts? When you cut the big one, you go just like that. And he goes, no, if I die, this is going to be all your fault. And I'm backing away. And then I hear, ring, 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 ring. And I'm like, ah, the police are here. So Greg, all bloody and all drunk and everything, he sprints through the living room. And he pops up over the balcony. Jumps out. Apart. We're only like, you know, one floor up. And he kind of takes off. And I grab my key. And I run down the stairs, and the police are coming. I'm like, you know, he went that way. And I get in my car, and I drive away, and I go to a hotel. And then the next day, I call, no one's there, go back, because I have to find Whitney Lamar, and I get him, and I leave, and I go to a hotel, and I go to my job, and I don't see anything appear, anything about Greg, like a week, and his mother is calling me, you know, he's dead in a ditch, this is all your fault. And, so that of how I broke up with Greg. But the epilogue of the story is that about 6 weeks later, I'm driving down the freeway in my Volkswagen Rabbit with a smashed windshield, and behind me is this huge semi-truck, a huge one. And it's tailgating me, until it runs me off the road. I have to get off the road. I exit, and I'm sort of like just standing there, up behind me, out of breath. And so I'm sitting in my car, and he comes and knocks on the window. And I roll the window down like this much. He's like, hi. I'm like, hi. I go, you just ran me off the road. He goes, well, I couldn't find you, you know? You don't return my calls when I call you at work. I'm like, yeah. He's like, do you want to get coffee? I'm like, no, I don't want to get coffee. He ran up the road, never called me again, never tried to find me. And he's like, he goes, you're such a bitch. And then he went, you know, off. And then I had to move. And I never saw him again, and that's the end of the story.